Hello, 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 and welcome again, everyone, to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and her squad and the Queen's Court. Tonight, as always, we're just going to do it up, do it right, and give you what you need. But again, keeping it real, keeping God first, a prayer for you, you, and totally you. Dear Heavenly Father, we first of all want to come to you just to say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are. Thank you for touching each and every one of us tonight, dear God, and giving us what we need to look more to you, dear God. Lord, we know that the world is in a turmoil, and we know that things are going on, but dear God, you are bigger than any problem we could ever go through. So we say thank you. We thank you in advance for what you are. We thank you for who you are. And dear God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. For if you didn't do it, then it wasn't our best interest. So, Lord, we just want to say we love you. We praise you. We thank you. Giving our honor to you tonight, tomorrow, the next week, as we say, continue to say, Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. We ask you to touch each and everyone here tonight, dear God. Anyone who is in the sound of my voice, dear God, give them what they need. Touch their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, and let them know that everything will be and is going to be okay. Keep you first, because with you, all things are possible. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. For in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hello and good evening, everyone. How are you? How are you? How are you? Hope everyone is well. Sit back and relax because we've got what you need tonight, and I promise you are going to enjoy it. So sit back, relax, go tell a friend that we got something for you, you, and you. And tonight the show will be a little different, so we will have a couple of disclaimers up tonight, but hey.
Yeah, this 911. Yeah, I'm gonna put a rabbit in progress. A rabbit in progress. Yeah, my little bird shot at the whole thing. You wanna speak to him? Billy.
Yeah. I saw him in. He was robbing the place. I don't know. Yeah, he's there.
Hope is on the way.
Come on, bud. Come on over here and get in here. Get a little fleece.
Yeah, I saw him. He was right there. And yeah, he's in there.
22, 27%.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Go, go, go. Come on out, come on out with your hands up. Oh, man. All right, sir. Put your hands behind your back. You got to write main signs. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. Do you understand your rights, sir? Yeah.
They ain't gonna bring it.
Hey, Dad, what's gonna happen to me? What's gonna happen to me?
He's gonna go to the jail, there, Billy. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know, he was in that high school. I guess he's not gonna be able to graduate
now. I guess not then, Philly. At least not this year. So, fellas, nigga, the place is still coming. Still coming.
Oh, man, here I am. Sitting in this place here. Man, you know what? If I ever can get out of here, I'm gonna make a difference in my life. Yep. Excuse me there, sir. Yeah. So, you know, we got a program in here where you can still get your high school diploma and stuff. Are you willing to take this and cut down on your prison sentence time, you know? Yeah, I guess I'll go for that. All right, sir. This sign right here. All right. And who knows? In about a little bit, you'll be out of here. At least be coming out here with a high school diploma, you know? All right. All right there, fella. You're free to go. Out here, I've been praying all the time. Yep.
Hey, Dad, look at my phone. It's my phone. You know, a while back, he grew up my skirt. Look at it. He goes to the high school.
Hey, there, Sally. How you
doing? Yeah, all right. I'm out of here and stuff like that.
Well, you know not to go back and do something like that there again, huh?
I just want to reach out to people and just let them know, you know, about doing things like that, and maybe I could help them and stuff like that.
Hey, there, tell you, guess what? Tonight is Friday night, and guess what? I think I can do something like that. Let me call my homeboy named T-Piece from that there South Carolina. He with that there team called AJ in the Squad.
Yep, AJ in the Squad. Yeah, they can help you out. And you'd be very good inspirational to somebody.
Well, I guess that'll be a good thing for me to do.
Yep, you can be heard in a lot of many different places out there in the country and stuff like that. Look at here, look at here, look at here, fella. See that there? That's that number I want you to dial. And come on home when they can just tell your story. On a Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Yep, and that number right there is 424-243-9617 on AJ in the Score. Every Friday night. First Friday night, Queen of Courts. But you come on over on that thing there and tell your story. How about that?
It can help somebody along the way. And I can tell them that through God and prayer and dedicated time, yep, you can come out and be a great thing, you know.
Hey there, fella. You looking for a little work?
Sure, I am.
Well, I got a yard. I need a little help. I'm visually impaired, and I need you to kind of like cut my grass and trim things up. Just get by that there.
Well, I'll be much obliged to you, man.
All right, there, sir. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Devil wasn't a lie, Mac could be stressed, riding around town in a bulletproof vest, police everywhere, armor cars and worried about being another victim of a hit, but my relationship too strong for real, I'm a saint, a child of God, and if you hate me, then you ain't, he the only G I know to take it all with no triggers, so I put my faith in him and never know niggas never, as a result of that I'm cool, seem like I'm never nervous, so catch me Sunday mornings in that 8:30 service. Told me ride with me, son, and I'll never leave you lonely. You had troubles for a reason, cause now you got a testimony.
Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer. Me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer. Coming back.
Most people get outrageous when they hit their knees, but I'ma thank you for the simple things, the grass and the trees. I'm grateful for everything, my fame and good wealth. I'm blessed with good money, but most of all with good health. God, if they don't think I'm sincere, they don't know me, never knew me. And I tear up every time I think how good you've been to me. I should have lost a few times and walked away without any pay, but I got favor with you and you gave it to me anyway. So when you blind in a situation, believe he can show you. And if you ever need a hug, then just believe he can hold you. So turn to the Lord, for he's the best that can sold you. And that's the realest thing that Mac 10 never told you, yeah.
Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer. Coming back home, man. Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer. Coming back home, man.
Thank you for letting me conquer my enemies and they plots. And thank you for letting my mama survive them 5 shots. Up close in person, a lot for a kid to see. All the stuff I've been through, how could I not be a G? I know he got a purpose for me, it ain't no ifs, ands, and maybes. God, in case I never told you, I want to thank you for my babies. Although I'm a gangster rapper, I'm pretty smart and well-rounded. I never sell my soul and I promise to stay grounded. He said all you gotta do is just speak it and believe it. And everything I pray for, I eventually receive it. While the devil work overtime, the sucker stay doubting you. I'm aware of all my blessings and I know I'm nothing without you, church.
Life is driving me crazy, everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer. Coming back. driving me crazy. Everything ain't all gravy. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why me? I believe in karma, so I know the answer's coming back on me.
When we were born, we were just wrapped up with fear. Didn't say we were perfect. Didn't say we didn't make mistakes. Didn't say we didn't get up a little bit. But we were just wrapped up in
fear. That was the testimony by Mac 10.
I wish I had somebody in here that knew you were highly favored. Amen. Folks didn't like you a whole lot. Amen. Then not only did he give you favor, but then he dropped a dream in your mind.
All right.
Hey.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everybody. How is everybody? As soon as I take these mics off, I guess you can tell me, huh? All right. 336. Your mic is
once
open.
Again,
good evening.
Welcome to
you.
Another episode of AJ.
Hello.
Good
hey.
Evening. Good evening. Here with the Queen's Court on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Let's see who else we got. We got
the
a 434. Your mic
open.
Is open.
424-239-617. Call in, and as Queen said, press that one, jump in the host queue with us, and we'll get right to you. You can join in with our buddy checks and our
open.
Mental health checks.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening,
hey,
Ms. Destiny. Good evening. Good evening.
Anybody else? Let's see. Up, down, up, down. Okay. Anybody else want to press that one? Come talk to us. Come talk to us. But before we do anything, like we said earlier, we're going to have a kind of a different show, some different kind of music. So to do this, let's get this out the way.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Okay, so that's our disclaimer. We're going to go ahead and get that out the way.
Real quick,
right.
Is Miss Vanessa Clayton join us? Did we fix
yes.
that? Did we take care of that? Okay, that's what's up.
Yes, we did that. All right. So good evening, everybody. Welcome. As always, let's check on our mentals. Make sure everybody's doing well. I am Queen from North Carolina, and I'm doing great. I have nothing to complain about, nothing at all. Life isn't perfect, and it's not supposed to be, but it's great, and I thank God it's as good as it is. So with that, I am complete. Next Queen, jump on up there. You jump or I'm going to call you. Either one.
Uh-oh.
Hello, I'm Miss...
There you go.
Go on, Joy.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, this is Destiny calling from out of Virginia. My mental is doing very well tonight, and I'm happy about that. Went to the doctor today, and went to the pharmacy today, went to the doctor the other day, and the doctor had filled like 13 prescriptions. I'm like, what
wow.
in the world? She had actually wrote prescriptions because she's getting ready to leave. So she had actually wrote prescriptions for stuff that I didn't need, and everything.
A little bit of this.
He said,
she's going to
make sure you all right.
Right.
Stuff that I didn't need. So, you know, I'm blessed and I'm doing okay. So that's all that matters. Thank you. And I hope
that's
you look
all
that
matters.
That's all that matters.
Amen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I'm Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm calling from the North Carolina area, and my mental is a nine
all right.
today. So, thank you, God, for the nine.
I know that's right.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm just praying up some, and I'm on mute, but it's all right. Because my mental is super califragilistic, extra allodosia, and I give God the praise. My mental is a 10 a day. I can truly knock on wood and tell God thank you for just
thank
who
you.
He is all by himself. Had a beautiful day, sunny day, 110 degree. Amen. But to God be the glory. We sustain it all. And I give him the praise. I'm completed.
Amen. Thank God for the covering in that 100-degree weather. That's who.
Yeah.
Any more queens? Okay, if not, we'll come back to the queens when they're ready. Let's step on over to our kings. And go.
I ain't going to even play that game.
Who does Marsh set ready to go? Going to take on the foot feet or something?
Yeah, because we definitely going to work this out because we just, it's like double dutch, go.
Hey, what's going on, people? This two-piece from South Carolina. My mental is, like, off the chart. It's off the chain. I'm feeling good today. Really good. A lot of good, positive things happening today. So I'm waiting for this speaker to come on. And this, ooh, I can't wait. I don't know about y'all. I'm complete with that.
All right.
Do you have any more kings with us this evening?
None of them seem to want to talk tonight. We got some.
I got about 30,000 more in my head.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
We'll save them.
Someone call 911.
Please call 911.
In this case, I think we need 922 because that ain't going. 911 don't think that's gonna work for us. We need something a little more powerful.
That comes with some toys, need some holly dolls, some handcuffs, a stretch, and a straight jacket on it.
Right. 850, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Cindy Lockley, calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hi.
Hi. How y'all doing?
Hello.
It's good. I just thank God, the Almighty Father, for the gift of this day and another opportunity to be on 6 Eyes Radio Network. And I thank God for each and every one of you and what you're doing. And also, I thank God for allowing us to see and feel His presence in all our lives. And that's my mental status for today.
Amen.
Thank you for being here.
Go ahead. Somebody else is trying to say something.
My name is Jason. I'm here from Tallahassee, Florida. And my mental status is okay. And I'm glad to be here on 6 Eyes Radio Network. And I'm glad to hear you all. And y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
God bless you as well, sir. Thank you. Any more kings?
That's all I got.
Go ahead. I don't want to jump nobody. Because, you know, I'm good for it. You know, I will now.
Jump the room.
That's what you told me about the 21, John AJ.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is AJ. I'm calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. My mental is absolutely wonderful. It's been a gorgeous day down here. The weather's been beautiful. No sirens, no helicopters, ambulances, fire, police. Ain't no shooting, stabbing, ain't no screaming, yelling, and hollering.
I kind of told you.
So it's been a very peaceful day. I've had a great productive week. So I'm good. My grandbaby's getting bigger. And of course, I'm loving that. I'm waiting for it to get bigger and bigger so I can play with the grandbaby. Family's good. McQueen is good. You know, the squad is good. We're all one and cohesive. And, you know, the Queen's Court, we're all here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network doing what it is we do. And so I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm glad here to be with all our listeners. And very appreciative to all our Facebook participants. We appreciate everything that you do.
Yes.
And I'm just ready for a great show. So with that, I'm just sit back, relax, and do what I do. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Anybody
else? Good evening, everyone. This is Queen Nye.
Hi.
And my mental is a 10. Had a great day also. Beautiful weather, fresh air. I enjoyed the fresh air and just thankful.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen, and I'm complete.
That's awesome. Anytime you get a chance to say, Lord, thank you, hey, just thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just the little things, because if he don't feel you're preaching for the little things, he'll never give you the bigger ones, so thank him for it. Anybody else?
Don't do that live performance.
He's sorry. No.
I'm so sick.
We don't want you to do that. But tell him Billy he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's showing them appreciate Billy, Bob, John, Joe, Carl.
Hey, name Billy.
Hey, we got a new character. The
ambulance driver, the police officer, the dog, the horse. We appreciate them all.
All of them.
From the nurse, the psychiatric
the
nurse,
whole,
the intake
city.
Nurse. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Got the elephant coming next.
Did you say an elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't perfected that sound yet, but I'm
getting it. Network, so somebody call Animal Control.
Get it, help somebody.
They say they couldn't help me.
Oh.
Turn me down.
Wow.
Holy water.
Well, it's nice everybody's doing so good tonight.
Right, that part, absolutely. I promise you.
Hey,
I think it's something to ask, something. But we don't take it. We're going to take it.
Real quick, we just want to say for the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the Squad and the Queens Court, rest in peace to Mr. Tony Bennett, one of the greats. So we just want to put that out there right quick.
Yes.
The corner of the corners.
Most definitely.
Well, we got a few minutes. Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Okay, I want to ask a question. I'm just dying to talk about
this.
So, we know that a lot is going on, and people are going through a whole bunch. We get that. Honestly, and just be honest, what y'all think about Carly?
Think about who?
About Carly and the baby on the road on the highway. The young lady said she saw the baby on the highway.
I think it's a shame that she did that. She used up all of the police and all of them out there looking for her when she did that. You know, I think she needs help, a lot of mental health. And I also think once they see if she's mentally capable, she needs to get time because that was a lot of hard work. People was out there looking for her when she was just playing games, going out, doing what she had to do with whoever she had to do it with.
Yeah.
You know, it was a waste of time, money, and energy.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes it bad for everybody else.
Right.
You know, those
people
in Alabama were afraid to death. They were scared to death. Because, you know, but she's out doing what she want to do, when she want to do it, and how she want to do it, and then come back home like everything's all right. Okay.
Yep.
All right, but that's just my desk on it.
Hey. 704, your mic is open, sir.
Hey, this is Tony, y'all, out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think I missed the mentors. Did we do the mentors?
Right?
Oh, you are right
it.
On
no,
time,
you.
Sir. You came right at the right moment. It's all about you right now.
Okay, well, I'm in the hospital. I came to my ER yesterday, and they admitted me in the hospital. And my mental is I'm still in a good place to know that God is not ready for me quite yet.
Amen.
You know, my fingers got numb, my toes got numb, and I said, like, hold up a minute now. And they just never did get unnumb. So I said, well, I'm going to the emergency room. And when I got here, they ran tests and said that my potassium was getting high. And they was going to keep me. So my levels didn't come down overnight. It still was high. So I'm still in the hospital. And just praying that I can get out of here because I'm supposed to go on a vacation Sunday. but I just thank God because I could have went on an extended vacation.
Say that.
Before I left.
Right.
So
right.
I'm glad I came on to the
That's
hospital.
Right.
And
well, I'm glad that you went to the hospital and looked in on that.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. With that, I'm going to say thank y'all.
If y'all don't mind, I want to take a pause for the cause. Take a pause for the cause. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, Father God, touching and agreeing on behalf of our dear brother, Brother Tony, Father God. You know what he stands in the need of, Father God. So according to your will, God, that your will be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You told us in the book of Isaiah, Father God, that by your stripes that we're healed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we speak to what situation, what circumstances, Father God, whatever that it may be, and whatever name that is called it itself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to it to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, give him continually your strength, God, and your blessed assurance, God. Continue to touch him from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet, God. Like no other, God, you are amazing, God. Like no other, Father God, you are a healer and a deliverer, God. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer, God. And you can fix it all, God. With man, it is impossible. But with you, God, all things are possible. And as we touch and agree on behalf of our dear brother, sisters and brothers and anyone else that may be experiencing or going through, God, you know whose they are and what they stand in the need of. So meet every need according to thy will, God, that thy will is done in each and every one of our lives. And those surrounded, Father God, and those in our circle, we touch and agree in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 God bless you, brother.
Praise God. To God be the glory. God bless you, Brother Tony.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah, I just think that she's just obviously something's wrong. I don't know if she needs attention. I don't know if she had a breakdown. I don't know. But I do know that stuff like that needs to be addressed. And as Ms. Destiny was saying, if they find that she's capable of standing trial, she needs to stand trial. You know, the same thing happened with the guy from Empire. And he ended up going to trial. But for you to put a baby in that, I had a problem with that. For you to think it's okay for you to say you fought this baby football field's long, come on, something is wrong. So either they're going to get this fig, do something about her, or it's going to happen again. But I just think it was just really crazy how it just tore up the world, the United States, period, because it's too much happening. You can't decipher the good from the bad, the truth from the false. But that was just not, that was terrible. And it was like it was no big deal. And it was. It was very threatening. It was scary. And something needs to be done about it. Something needs to be done about Carly. And that's just my opinion. So.
Amen. This is Evangelist Clayton. And I just want to say on this deal, you know, so many times, and we talk about it so much on the show. We talk about the mental status, and sometimes we're on the outside looking in, but we really don't know what's going on the inside, and that's the main ingredient of us all, that we don't know what's going on the inside of this young lady. She came from a prominent family. So, you know, money wasn't a deal at all, you know, and it's something psychologically and mentally that has disturbed. And I don't know if she had had situations in her earlier years and still were having it, and you know how people cover up for their children and they're going through things because they don't want it to be known. They don't want it to be known, you know. But I think that reaching beyond, I think that truly they don't need to overlook this. But this is a cry for help this is a cry for help, you know, and she's crying out. And the way that she cried out may be wrong in the eyesight of people in general, Alabama, the state as a whole, every state that has been affected one way or another. But I think in reality, in realness, something, you know, and we say it's okay not to be okay. Well, it's okay that Carly, 25 years old, I think they say she was, you know, it's something severely that's hidden, something that needs to be broken. Something needs to be broken. And whatever it is, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, but I know that there's something that's deep within that will cause this 15 minutes of fame, whatever the case may have been. But that is a cry for help. That is a cry for help. And before me, I say me, I can't say you, but before we condemn her, we really need to help, to be a help in resolving. We don't come to be. We don't come, amen, to condemn, but we come, amen, to reach those that lost. There's something that got lost there, and there's a cry. There's a cry for help. And whatever cry that she's crying out, I think that she deserves to have an opportunity to explore or to find out what it is and to get the proper help that she needs. Now, do she need to be incarcerated? Do she need to be locked up? I don't know if she's locked up in her own mindset, but do she need to be behind the walls? If psychologically, because she has one of the greatest attorneys that you would ever want to have. So there's something hidden, and something needs to be out instead of being in, you know. So my heart goes out and my prayers goes out that whatever that it may be, the cry that she's crying out for, then I said that the Lord would give her what she's crying out for. But at the same time, does she need to be punished for the thing that she's done? Yeah, and so far, getting locked up. Locked up don't always solve a problem. When you're locked up, they still have not diagnosed what the problem is. So I just ask that the Lord will give them the ability. And then this attorney may know something that we don't know, that has not been publicized. So I just ask that the Lord will give her an ability to loose whatever is had her bound, and whatever is causing her to act in that manner and to procrastinate and perpetrate and put a child in. That's my take on it. I'm completed.
Amen. Well, anybody else have take an opinion on it? What do you say, Quinn?
I was saying there's no right or wrong opinions. Opinion is just that, it's an opinion.
Exactly.
But we just have to just weigh all the options. You know, we can't always use mental health as an excuse when people are doing something. I know that it's a serious matter, yes, no doubt about that. But, you know, you got to think about what leads up to that sometime and what else it bothers by doing these things that people are doing. For her to premeditate this, because you took the time to go buy these items that would fit your story. So, and then again, all of the stuff and the taxpayers and the time that come up with that, it's just, I personally feel like once she's been evaluated, yes, she does deserve some sort of punishment, be it in or out of prison. I don't know, but I just think that we just need to just hold people accountable, because if not, then anybody can keep doing stuff and saying, oh, my mental health. You know, some may not be. But we still need to hold people accountable for what they're doing, even if it doesn't have to be severe punishment, but there needs to be some sort of justification for it. If not, this world is definitely not going to get any better, because that's what everybody's going to use, my mental health. I'm suffering. I'm doing this. We're all going through something. Everybody's going through something. It's just about how you handle what you're going through. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's no perfect life out there. And if you think you have one, keep on living. But it's just, something needs to happen because that wasn't right. But that's my take on it. And I am complete.
It's two-piece. My thing is there's something definitely wrong with what all led up to it. What's history? You never know. But definitely I think both things need to be done. Mental evaluations, and should be some time done. I mean, you can't, using that much resources and that much people out there doing things, and they could have been doing something else, helping somebody else that actually needed their help, to premeditate that. There's definitely something mental going around, in my opinion, in our head. To what extent, I'm not a doctor to evaluate that, but in my opinion, it needs to be, both need to be done. Sentence time and mental evaluation and help through the whole process, because it's definitely something, just to premeditate all that and plan that like that, is definitely something wrong up there. To what extent, I don't know, but punishment on both hands, not just mental and then get away with it. You know, serve time and do mental on both. I complete.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
I think I think she do deserve some time. For one, she sat there and used the value of time calling up a policeman. She used some of their time. Sometimes where they could have been out helping somebody else, something else in the world could have been going on. So she took their time too as well. And then for her to sit there and plot everything that she was plotting the whole time. And then not one day, the two next day too. I mean, she was just doing too much. I think she should get some time, really. I think she really should get some time. I think she should see a psychologist as well. Because anybody can take all of this, something is definitely wrong. She is crying out for help, definitely crying out for help. And that's my right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody else has something they wanted to say.
Yes, this is Delilah. Could you explain to us what really happened? I mean, I don't really understand. All happened. I mean, we don't know.
Yes, ma'am. So there was a 25-year-old young, and I'm going to throw her fact that she was black out there. One night she called her relative and said that she saw a baby, a toddler, walking along the highway, and she was going to stop to say about the child. So they made a 911 call. By the time the police got to her, she was gone. The baby was nowhere to be found. But her car was there, her cell phone, her wallet, her Apple Watch, and some snacks was all still there. She said she followed the child for like 6 football fields long. I don't know what toddler's just going to walk along the street straight to 6 football fields long, but okay. But then she was brought home. She made her way home a couple of days later. She said she had been fighting for her life for the last 2 days. She made it home safely, but there was never no more talk about the baby at all. So now they're finding little things that think that her story wasn't true. So.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. If anybody else had anything to add to that, they feel free.
Well, since you told us about what happened, I think that she definitely has a problem mentally, and for her to premeditate this and having this child involved, she definitely needs to be in some type of counseling or something, and she needs to definitely be, you know, serving some time for that, because that's just really, that's not right.
May I say something?
Ma'am.
Just hearing everyone I want to say this because it popped in my spirit. Spirits are real. You know, we see and we hear so much of fantasy and so much of where other personalities, other different personalities and things take places in horizons and stuff. You know, we through our lifespan, we seen people that one way one day and the next day they're something else. You know how people see things that not seen, go through stuff that they don't go through, and procrastinate and you know, so much for attention and stuff like that. Spirits are real, and I think some fight that we're dealing with demonic spirits. We're dealing with some type of demonic spirits, you know. So just hearing you all and, you know, just reflecting and so forth, you just, I don't know. I'm not here to pass judgment, but I'm here because there is a cry. There is something going on beyond our seeing, beyond our hearing. There is something deep that's going on. And we talking about different things. Life has a way of showing you spirits are truly, truly real. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she's seen a baby. I don't know if that was part of seeing things that's not there, going through stuff that's not there, you know, and we can turn a deaf ear. You know, we can turn a deaf ear and then we can save one thing and then we can do something else. But I just say spirits are real. You know, spirits are real and so much happen where people want to get attention. You know, want to get attention, want to be, you know, it's always something, and spirits, I just say spirits are real. I'm going to leave that right there because they're just something that's just troubling my spirit, but I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave it there because the truth is the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm going to leave that there. I don't know what Carly is dealing with spiritually and emotionally and psychologically, but there is something. And when it's all said and done, I pray that you're right. Punishment, we punish our children when they do wrong. And sometimes we give them enough rope to hang themselves. You know, same thing with adults. Same thing with some of us, you know, fantasy, living in a fantasy world, putting things where they're not, you know. So I just say this, whatever it is, I pray that she get the help that she needs beyond being locked up and incarcerated, because if the help don't get help with her, then she'll still be in that same position, that same status she in, even being locked up. You just never know. But I just say spirits are real, and we have to face them for who they are, what they are. You know what they are. So I pray that the punishment is enough that will be able to help this young lady out of the dark place that she's in, because it's a very dark place. I'm completed.
All right. Well, anybody else have anything else on that?
Well.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to say that people's thoughts are their thoughts. People's opinions are their opinions. There's no right or wrong answers. So let's just be respectful and mindful of how people feel, and people feel how they feel. You know, there's no right or wrong answer. We're not going to have judge, jury right now. We don't have heaven or hell to put anyone in. So, but
Amen.
People are entitled to how they feel and their opinions, and we can just respect that and gracefully move on. And before we do move on, does anybody have anything else? Hey, did you have something you want to say?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh. Okay. Well, we're going to move on to our guest. And definitely an exciting story. This young man has, God has turned this man's mess into a blessing. And what the devil had for his bad, God definitely turned into his good. So after the next selection you hear, the next voice you will hear will be Mr. Marcus, and I'll let you let him tell you who he is and why this story is so powerful. And again, God is still in the blessing business. No matter where you are, if God picks you, you will be the one blessed. So we're going to listen to this next song again for mature artists only.
So what it describes.
Yes, sir. So we're going to play this disclaimer right now.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Again, as a reminder. So after the next selection you hear, the next voice you will be hearing will be that of Marcus Harvin, and we'll let him tell you all about himself. Be that as it may, God is good.
Uh-huh.
A day to triumph. A day to triumph. You will hear yourself being put on mute, but you will be able to listen and talk to him
after. You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Radio Network.
God forgive. He's so honorable. Living amongst thieves and niggas like myself, you will not have that luxury. I wake up excited, I made it through the night. Things I did in the dark, will it ever see the light? My nerves should be a wreck, I got a bad chick. She keeps me erect, she loves my ad-lib. I think I'm a genius, I ain't grand a fucking feature. I do at least 3 a week, roll up the fucking reefer. Went from Benihana to Bimini in Bahamas. 10 chains, no luggage, I'm a big timer. Niggas claim that they thuggin' when they dick ride. My niggas rather walk through they own brick climbing. On the block in my all-white sneakers. Lord knows in my 10 Jesus pieces. Pray for me cause you know a nigga doing wrong. My homie in the cell so I had to write a poem. Count meals for the times that we had it hard. Asking for 100 meals as I pray to God. I do this for my niggas facing hard times. Can't be on them corners if you hustling part time. 10 chains on, Eric B with mob ties. Rakim flows coming from the far side. Blood diamonds in my pieces from apartheid. Quick to quote a prayer, pull it from the archives. I pray for every soul that this music reaches. Bury me a G. 10 Jesus pieces. Young nigga coming up, they wanna gun you down. Drinking vodka in the memory of my nigga Dan. Ride real slow on them all gold. Shopping for the malls when them all closed. Repping for your homies when they all gone. Get empowered and you put your dog on. Real shit. All black tees, 10 gold chains. At the Super Bowl, but we in the dope game. 10 years strong in the same trap. 10 years blowing on that strong pack. Lord knows that I wanna live right. But Lord knows what that club live like. $40 tab meaning 40 grand. Lord Wardy got it rolled up in a rubber band. Holding on the 40 in his other hand. 10 chains on, smoking in the motherland. I do this for my niggas facing hard times. Can't be on them corners if you hustling. 10 chains on, Eric B with mob ties. Rakim flows coming from the far side. Blood diamonds in my pieces from apartheid. Quick to quote a prayer, pull it from the archives. I pray for every soul that this music reaches. Bury me a G. 10 Jesus pieces. I'm his poltergeist, niggas know I'm more than nice. All his jewels on, all moist tonight. I can see it in the sparkle cause it lack luster. Black card maxed out, damn black brother. White collar, black market, Chrome Smith and Wesson. Back pocket, 8 shots, bitch, I'm a top shot. Screaming your affiliations, but that's not my job. I'm flying first class as a snake slither. Never blackmail a motherfucking killer. On trial and they wanna execute me. It's really sad, just the fact they never knew me. True G to the core, feel my texture. A true G keeps it raw in his lecture. Cheap and simple, white tee, new sneakers. Dope boy style, 10 Jesus teachers. I do this for my niggas facing hard times. Can't be on them corners if you hustling part time. 10 chains on, Eric B with mob ties. Rakim flows coming from the far side. Blood diamonds in my pieces from apartheid. Quick to call the prayer, pull it from the archives. I pray for every soul that this music reaches. Bury me a G, 10 Jesus pieces.
Versace shirt, Jesus laying on the chest. Man, I swear Big did it the best. I mean, Nas did it fresh. And Jay did it fresh. I mean, Ye did it fresh. But man, Big did it the best. And I was so impressed that I went and gagged 10. Now I'm stunting on these niggas cause I couldn't back then. Rose gold, yellow gold, a couple platinum. And I wear them all at once. I ain't trying to match them. I remember bumping Mac 10 in that Deuce in a coda. Scraping up for a sandwich and a soda. Now my scrape is up and I'm dangling chains off my shoulders. But no Jesus peace on mine. Cause at times I feel ashamed for the reason that I rhyme. And they say cause I'm Muslim I shouldn't think about the shine and even put it in a rhyme. It's better things I can talk about. I put my money towards. But for now I'ma wear these 10 chains and floss.
I do this for my niggas facing hard times. Can't be on them corners if you hustling part time. 10 chains on, Eric B with mob ties. Rakim flows coming from the far side. Blood diamonds in my pieces from apartheid. Quick to call the prayer, pull it from the archives. I pray for every soul that this music reaches. Bury me a G, 10 Jesus pieces.
Name that music.
We untouchable.
All right. Mr. Marcus.
All right, well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
This is the person that everyone calls Marcus Harvey. my purpose for picking that song, it's an unconventional song for someone who is in the beginning stages of ministry, but the reason for picking it is in the hook. He talks about doing it for his people facing hard times. Everything that I do with the guys that are in prison right now in mind. So I take them with me. And the last guy who rapped, Stoli, he's Muslim. My best friend from prison is Muslim, and he became my best friend through YPEI, and that's Alpha Jallo, the guy who was the valedictorian from the YPEI program, the Yale Prison Education University of New Haven Prison Program, that I was and am still a part of. So I can't start anything first without giving reverence to God, who's my Father and my Creator, the Almighty God, the Lord God, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But second to that, I got to give reverence to my grandmother in her earthly absence, Sally Mae Harvin, and then to my parents and my children, and then my brothers behind those walls, and everybody else that comes after in their respective positions. But those guys don't have a microphone in their hands right now, and in fact they have some sort of mechanism that they're using for liberty right now, which might be a pen, a book, or their lips toward whatever they might refer to as their creator, or whatever they might refer to their creator as. So I have to use my voice, my cell phone, and any microphone I get to do my best to advance the cause of their humanization. So I just wanted to show some love to all my brothers. And McDougal and Osborne and Corrigan and every other prison I've been to, been spoken about, and just every prison that is in operation. Behind those walls lay some very great individuals. Some of them don't even have not yet to be enlightened to their greatness, and others are discovering daily the depths of their greatness, such as I did. I did not really acknowledge that which I possessed until I no longer possessed my freedom, or I'll say my liberty. But I found out how to be free when I was in prison, because there's nothing else you can do in there if you want to advance than to look within yourself and discover all the stumbling blocks to your advancement. And that's one thing I can say, no matter what any of those guys in prison did, I'm speaking specifically about the people in the Yale Prison Education Initiative program. Those guys are exercising introspection on a daily basis. One cannot immerse himself or herself in studies to that level and not look within themselves and discover the root causes of their own failures. And it also teaches people that they are people, and that with being a person, with personhood comes imperfection. So hopefully the lessons learned by the guys inside will permeate the atmosphere on the outside. Mm-hmm. But I guess now I can begin to talk about myself. But so my journey has been like very, very alternative in its origin, and I guess the its ongoing nature. I grew up, born and raised in a Baptist household, but in a single parent household. I was raised by my mom, my late grandmother, and then my late aunt, my late aunt Jackie, who passed in 2000 when I was 12 years old, and she left behind five kids for my mom and my grandmother to help in nurturing the rest of the way to adulthood. So I actually, from my mother, have two siblings. One, my brother Dante, who's 31, and my sister Chantavia, who is 23. But God blessed me with an extra five siblings and my aunt's children, Jamie, Michelle, Sunshine, Destiny, and Kareem. We call them Man. But we all grew up in the same three-family apartments all around New Haven. And I never really had a space to call my own through growing up. Because of these different dynamics that we grew up with. My aunt lost her husband. She became a widow before she was 30, and life took a twist and turn she didn't expect. And it's about less than 10 years later, she lost her life. But throughout that, it was really rocky. So we pulled together as a family, and we all lived together for a long time. But we never knew that to be poverty or struggle. And little did I know, that was God's preparation for me being a community builder, because that was a community. Our families are communities, and I come from a pretty big family. I came up in New Hallville, and I always make a joke. New Hallville is not too far from Yale, so God could have taken me on a traditional path from New Hallville, from West Ivy Street, one of the streets I lived on, to the Ivy League campus that we refer to as Yale, and it would have only taken 5 minutes for me to get there. By foot, maybe 15 minutes. But it took me till 2021 to get to that Ivy League university in some capacity, and that was through prison. which has got to be the most alternative route to being educated at an Ivy League institution. But it is a way in which God saw fit for it to happen for me. And this is where I have to always turn it back to the one that that began it all, and the Bible, his word, where he says that through the Apostle Paul that all things work for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. No matter what we go through, if we hang in there, God has a higher purpose for us. And I never, ever thought that I would be able to find positives in such a negative experience as prison. But the positives are very evident at this point because I actually took the time to pursue rehabilitation. When I got into that prison, the first prison I went to was Corrigan. When those doors closed and I realized I couldn't open them anymore on my own power or strength or at my own command, I decided that everything they said about me, in one way or another, I would undo it and prove to the world, not that I owe the world anything as far as explanations go, but that I would prove to the world that everything they said about me was a lie. And I would take control of my own story or my own narrative, which is why if anyone who hears this might look at my Facebook and see some of my posts, I'll frequently rewrite it in permanent marker. I decided to rewrite my own narrative, but I rewrite it in a way truly reflects who I am, but more so is etched in eternity in a way that no one can overwrite it or override it, but that they can just recite it and I guess cause it to reverberate throughout the world forever. And not because I deserve to be known by the world because I'm such a grand and great individual, but I serve a grand and great God who has done some extremely great things for me. And those things must be shared with the world. As a believer, I'm mandated that when redeemed, I must say so. And my soul has been saved, and so has myself. I was sentenced to 23 years suspended after 14 and a half to serve for a nonviolent crime for a car accident without fatality. I take full responsibility for my role in that, but my role in that is not necessarily what my role was portrayed to be in paperwork. I have worked out my role and have taken full responsibility for it with my provider. And after doing so, and I can caution everyone, I can admonish everyone and encourage everyone, if there is an area in your life where you might be suffering captivity or some sort of bondage, if only you might take accountability for your role in its occurrence or its life, the life of the issue, I believe that you can be absolved of it. And that's just speaking from personal experience. I remember being on my knees praying to God and asking for his forgiveness outside of what everybody else said and outside of what everybody else did. And this was like 5 years and change into me being in prison. I have repented many times for my wrongs, but I feel like maybe skated or skirted around complete accountability. And the moment I got up off my knees, from praying, the door literally opened and the CO called into the cell that I was in and told me that I had to go see parole for an interview. Make a long story short, the next day I was moved to one of the worst possible places you can spend your time in prison in Connecticut. And this was a lower level prison. But from that place, I got my liberty. 90 days, almost exactly. The day I was transferred from the prison, I spent 6 years of the 6 years and 2 months that I spent in prison. I was transferred from that prison on the exact day of my grandmother's death, a year later. So on the anniversary of my grandmother's death, I was transferred to the prison that I would then be released from prison from. So I believe my grandmother graduated from my grandmother to my guardian angel. This I say a lot, but the occurrences in my life kind of confirm this, that on the day that we would mourn, she maybe moved the hand of God to bring about a change, because from that day came my departure from that part of my life. My graduation from that part of my life, and which set the stage for the graduation that now the world knows about. And that graduation is historical, as I had told the members of the team, this beautiful team that the world gets the privilege of hearing from every week, and that God so saw fit for me to have the privilege of speaking with tonight. And a team that I have concealed a truth about myself from. And that is that I am on a bit of a vacation right now because my birthday is Sunday. But I wanted to talk to you guys so much that I didn't want you to not talk to me because I'm on vacation. Because I think this is important. I think the show is important. I think people hearing about the things that God is doing is important, and the things that people can do if the grace of God is afforded to them on earth. And that is a program such as the Yale Prison Education Initiative. I see online, I try not to look at the negative comments because it doesn't really matter. Those people don't know us personally. They just made an assumption about what it is we've done or why or and what and have come up with a synopsis or with a plan as to what we deserve and don't deserve. But I believe that they too deserve an opportunity to be educated. And I believe that my example and that of my brothers, not just those who, the other six guys who graduated, but the others that are in that program and those who are to come, I believe our actions will educate those individuals and enlighten them to the truth that we too deserve another chance and an opportunity to prove the excellence that we independently embody. And I believe that each and every one of those guys who graduated on that day have done so and will continue to do so. There's no graduation that anyone ever goes to, and every participant in that graduation, every matriculated individual graduates with high honors. Everybody in that program who graduated that day graduated with more than a 3.5 grade point average. That's unheard of. And this is from some of the best professors. These grades are coming from some of the most well-learned and well-known and respected people in those areas of education. They don't dumb down the curriculum. If anything, the curriculum is two times as hard because you don't have Siri, you don't have Google, or you don't have any of those AI programs that write papers for you. You don't have those. You have a pen and paper, sometimes not even an eraser for a pencil. And you have something that many other people don't operate in. It's like this will that you have, that you obtain or attain or learn how to lean into. It's like this relentless will to just be or do, and those guys operate in that. And they also operate in, I would say, not not anywhere near the surface of their potential, but they operate from a space of becoming acquainted with what they can do. And if only people could see programs like these and see the need to have more, not less of such of these opportunities. But in my opinion, people who oppose such programs oppose rehabilitation. But, I mean, those people get enough attention or time, I think, throughout the world. Negativity gets far too much. But yes, I don't know. I think that the main thing that I want and need to express is the fact that in spite of the indiscretions of any person, there's still a potential inside of that person as long as there's breath in that person. Mm-hmm. And with the fact that there's potential in that person, we do not have, as I heard it was saying when I called in, we don't have a hell or a heaven to put anybody in. Mm-hmm. We might have a prison or a jail or a cell or a dorm to put a person in, but we don't have an eternity, an afterlife. We don't have the keys to that. No matter how much you read the Bible, if you rightly divide the word of truth, God, well, Jesus says in that he gives us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't mean the keys to lock somebody into hell and unlock heaven for yourself because you think you're so good and they're so bad. That means that you can literally unlock better for someone now and bind worse for them. But people like to try to use that and make it seem like it's a pass for them to pass judgment on others. If you don't do what you're supposed to do before it's all said and done for you, you might be, I like to make this analogy and this joke, the person you look down on might be moonwalking past you at the pearly gates, hearing to the song, well done, my good and faithful servant, as God asked to holler at you. You don't want God to tell you, let me talk to you in the corner. If God does that, maybe you might not be behind those pearly gates. So we should all stop worrying so much about what everybody else is doing, and especially what people have done, because what someone has done is not something, is not what they are, it's what they've done, literally. Mm-hmm. Now, should there be accountability? Should people have to pay a cost for, you know, a real wrong? Yes. But I don't think that the cost should be as exorbitant as it is. And I don't think people should be so quick to pass judgment just because they might have come across someone's legal paperwork or something like that, you know, because those people, you never know, might absolve themselves, be absolved of whatever the allegations might be and be free. But even if they did do everything, even if I did, if God was done with all of us, we would not be breathing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if it's possible for us to take a brief break, but
sure.
if beforehand, I feel the need to just stress the fact that no matter what you have done, you can still, if you have breath, you still have the time to do what you desire. Whatever you dreamed, since you learned that a dream was a dream, you can accomplish it. But the only thing we have to do is close our ears to opinion and just focus on achievement.
Hey, baby.
Sorry about that. So we will take a break. I'll give you a few minutes to stretch your legs and relax a little bit. I'll take care of some business. We'll get AJ to play us some music, and we'll be right back. So stay right there, everyone. Come on, come on. There you go.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are here. hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I do want to say glad you're joining us tonight on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I have a poem entitled "If I Can Stop One Heart from Breaking" by Emily Dickinson. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life to aching, or cool one pain, or help one fading robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. By Dickinson. This has been Destiny from AJ and the Squad, Six Eyes Radio Network.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gonna blow, get it, no kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your villain. On the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was the cold killing. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, Nick. But you know how it go, Nick. I'm front line every time it's on, Nick. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Maya ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend. South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb detected. Justice, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretch me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nips, straighten out my jewelry on my bench dresser. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, play a chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD phone. Take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. Got checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, it's my reckless habit. Ain't no pussy on my rap, disrespect is savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
That was Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle.
Hello.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Destiny, for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're back with Mr. Marcus. And Mr. Marcus, before you start up again, I just want to say that announcement, that public service announcement we did with the accident, please don't take that any kind of way. We played it all the time, and as it was playing, I thought about what you said. So we didn't want that to make you feel any kind of way, and I hope it didn't. But I just wanted to throw that out there, though. All right, so you can go right ahead.
It's like I was telling, I talk to my girlfriend about all the time. I talk to her about how when God delivers you from something, he delivers you from it. I have, it's been publicized about the drinking in my history, in my past. I don't do that anymore. By the grace of God, I haven't done it in like 8 years. But I can walk past a package store. I can walk into one. I can walk into a bar, any of those things. And I believe that when God, you know, for everyone else, maybe it may not work this way. I also work in the addiction recovery field, but I would not go into an AA meeting and identify myself as an alcoholic. I won't go into any other thing that I have to identify myself with. I used to be. With what I used to be. So I'll get up and say I'm someone God redeemed or something like that. But I know that the Bible is true and that when you are set free, you're free indeed. So that which had me doesn't have me. But I've also discovered that that which had me never really had me. The purchaser is never powerless to the purchased. You purchase alcohol. So in that moment, if you have a problem with that substance, you're aiding in your demise. You're purchasing your demise little by little. Your demise isn't purchasing you or deciding you. So the overarching theme in that is that we have power over those substances because we purchase it. It's often said about the power of the dollar. That's the power we have. So all we have to do is economically starve that issue. Or when someone offers it, say no. And for me, what happened and what worked was prayer. And I would invite anyone else that hears me to join in that endeavor, join in trying that out, because I know it worked for me. Whoever your higher power that you identify with may be. I know for a fact that that higher power is more powerful than whatever issue it is at the present moment that you or I might be suffering from. But on another note, that song, Victory Lap, I got a few more minutes and I have to share this. Victory Lap, That song, it means a lot to me. I had that CD when I was in prison, and I got that CD for a pack of vanilla wafers, I think. And it's funny because in that album, he talks about vanilla wafers, and I had that album before Nipsey Hussle was prematurely cut off from this earth. And it just stuck out to me, that song. And in it, he uses the word prolific, which he had ended up getting tattooed on his face. And prolific means producing much. So, I mean, I think I need to, before ending this dialogue or this time period wherein I'm sharing about myself, which hopefully leads to another opportunity. Hint, hint, you guys hopefully will invite me back. But I have to speak about some things that I've produced, how prolific has shown up in my existence. I've literally, through the grace of God, been able to flip felony convictions into fellowships. One, two at an Ivy League institution, and one at, in my opinion, an institution that is just as equal to an Ivy League. So I have a fellowship at Yale College where I was a co-facilitator for a credited undergraduate course last semester. And I also have a fellowship at Yale Law School where I am being rigorously trained so that I can be a success in law school and in the law field after. And last but not least, I have a fellowship at the University of New Haven, one of their most coveted fellowships, the President's Public Service Fellowship. And that fellowship has afforded me the opportunity to work in my community, the community I came up in New Hallville, with my hands. I've never done manual labor before. I've always felt like my gifts lied in my lips and maybe my brain, but I've realized that my hands work too. And it's a different type of feeling you get and a different type of change, I believe, you feel, at least you affect when you put your hands into soil or dirt, into the ground, and actually begin to work out some of those issues with your own hands, like picking up trash in the neighborhood I grew up in, going around the perimeter and on the playground and basketball courts of my elementary school and picking up trash, picking up empty nip bottles, empty beer bottles off the playscape or off the splash pads. And then as I'm doing this, this is going on a little bit of a tangent, but I think I might have a little space to do so. As I'm picking up trash, I'm thinking about how this trash even got there, and that if someone would have picked it up before, maybe that person would not have dropped that trash. Maybe if someone had thought those individuals who were drinking and disposing of that which their drink was contained in a place where it's not expected to be disposed, meaning just throwing their stuff on the ground, maybe if someone cleaned up the park when they were kids, they would not be dirtying it for these other kids. And the reason why I came to that thought is as I was picking up trash one day, picking up empty nip bottles and beer bottles, there was something near one of those empty beer bottles and nip bottles, and it was an empty reading log. That was one of the scariest sights I've ever seen. Leading up to this was beer bottles and nip bottles and an empty reading log. If maybe we look at that story reversed, right? It starts with the empty reading log and ends with the empty nip bottle. Maybe if we can find a way to engage this younger generation in education in a way that interests them, such as YPEI offers us a wide range of courses by way of a interdisciplinary degree, a general studies degree. Maybe if we begin to take approaches like that to traditional education, there won't be so many beer bottles and nip bottles disposed in these parks. Just a thought, but this is just the things that I've been opened up to, the opportunities I've been open to, the perspectives I've been made privy to since involving myself in that program. So if I would have left that application empty and not applied to that program in 2021, those parks would still be full of trash. I'm not saying that I have discovered the solution to inner city pollution or the epidemic of trash littering the streets. But I think I actually have. I mean, it's just putting the stuff in the trash can, but there's also putting something into the people that decide not to put stuff into the trash can. And that is to ascribe value to every individual that you come across so that they can see that not only are they valuable, but the places that they reside are valuable.
Yeah.
And they're valuable because they reside there. And if we can restore something to the hood that the suburbs has, and that's neighbor. The difference between suburban neighborhoods and the hood is that they have yet to cease being neighborly, and we have yet to begin. So if we can do these things instead of peddling the propaganda of when a person makes a mistake, they deserve not to be educated and not to be oxygenated, if that be a word that is appropriate, meaning not having oxygen in their lungs because they made a mistake. Everything does not deserve capital punishment as its climax. Mm-hmm. The death penalty doesn't exist in Connecticut. And being that the death penalty doesn't exist in Connecticut, every person in Connecticut that even has been convicted of the most grievous offense has the right to live. And if that person has the right to live, the only way you truly learn how to live, L-I-V-E, correctly, is through education. Because these teachers, these things, these tools, these measures that you become acquainted with by way of such endeavors as education, they teach you how to properly navigate societies and social constructs to in a way where you can disrupt them without being a disruption or a nuisance. But I would say that I've always been a person who thought outside the box. I've always been a person who, even if it was just at certain points of my life, would just challenge the way things were with my mouth. But I'm now challenging those the way things are with my ways and who I am and how I do what I do, because I've learned that in order for me to be as effective as the Almighty has ordained for me to and has commanded for me to before he formed me in my mother's womb is to be exactly what and who he formed me in my mother's womb to be. Mm-hmm. I can't be, if God enlarged my territory to radio, I can't be AJ in the squad. It's only one of me. Number one, I don't have as much experience, charisma, or character as any of you guys, so I can't be that. I can only be what God has created me to be. And if I just be that, whatever audience God has foreordained for me to not entertain but inform, they will be informed by me. But if I'm being something that I'm not, they can't be informed by me. They'll be informed by something I say, but it won't be what it is that God has given me to enlighten them to. So I've just learned that I just have to be myself. And I want to just preach that to everybody else. Jesus says in Matthew 5, let your light so shine. Your light is not mine. We can both go to Walmart and buy a pack of light bulbs. You might like yours energy efficient. I might not care about how efficient the energy and that light bulb is. I just don't want to be in the dark. So that means that your light is different. Your light looks different. Yours might be brighter. Yours might be dimmer. Yours might cost more. But it's yours. And if you try to light your realm with my light bulb, it's not going to work. Maybe yours needs more wattage. So it's just all about just being yourself. Mm-hmm. I came up in a Baptist church. I'm now endeavoring in ministry, and I'm climbing up through the grace of God. By God's grace, I'm now the interim president of the entire youth department for my denomination. And I became that in Jordans and jeans. That's exactly how I do my thing. Everyone else will have a three-piece suit on. That's not for me. For me, those things represent Saul's armor. And if God has called me to be a David in my own respect, I must put those things, the tools and the ways and methods and plots and plans of the past or other people aside and fight with what God gave me and tear down and take down every giant that attempts to come between me and Destiny, just as David did. But I want to thank you guys for this time. I don't want to take up any more, and I don't really have much more to take up if I did. I appreciate you guys.
You're so welcome, sir. You're so welcome. You just give us a couple minutes. I'm sure there may be a few questions or so for you, so we won't hold you up too much longer. We're going to open up these mics back up. Remember, press the one again so I can let you know you're taken back off of mute. AJ, you're already off mute if you want to go ahead. If not, I can get these other mics.
Well, no, that was cool. You can go ahead and start opening up mics right quick. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. Marcus for coming through, giving his testimony. It was very inspirational and inspiring and motivating. I know I heard some things that I could really relate to. And it's really hard in today's society, growing up, these different generations and different cultures, all these different agendas, everything that's coming at you, trying to tell you, be this, go here, do that, to really understand, as you said, who you are, and to know that it is okay to be who you are, accept who you are. And if you feel like there's some flaws with your internal, your external armament, then you do what you need to do to adjust, to add to your arsenal, as I like to say, to be prepared and understand what that means. And like you said, that's education in all forms that you can possibly soak up, you know, with love and positivity and understanding the grace of God and the energy and the power of God and understanding, like you said, don't let no giant stop you. Don't let no giant get in your way. And if that be the case, then you take them down. Because as we say, what is meant for you is meant for you. So I'm just honored that you came through tonight and you blessed us. And as I say, you know, we usually have a majority of women around here, and I love all the women and all the queens, but it's just always great when we can have men come through with these testimonies, so that we can let other men know that, you know what I'm saying, this is just one more incident where, you know, don't let anything hold you back, and here's more proof of that. So I just want to say once again from the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the Squad, the Queens Court, God bless you, my brother. Thank you, and keep up the great work. That I'm complete.
Thank you.
336, your mic is open. Four, three, four, your mic is open.
Hello, yes, this is Destiny, Mr. Marcus. I just want to say thank you for being who you are. Thank you for letting God lead you. And thank you just for trusting yourself, but not only trusting yourself, trusting God first. You know, because you could have not accomplished as many things that you have accomplished, you know, but you didn't give up. You know, you kept pushing through. And I just thank you. More people need to be like you, pushing through to get to, you know, and not giving up. So I just appreciate you very much. And thank you for coming by the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
850, your mic is open. All right, 704, your mic is open. Okay, 850-00, your mic is open.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Brother Marcus. Thank you so much for coming by and telling your story. Amen. To God be the glory. And thanking God for what God is doing and not letting your past define your purpose for who you are now. In spite of situation, in spite of circumstances, and truly, truly, you made a mark tonight, because one thing for sure, people remember your past, but they don't see the God that's in you that have changed you now. And people can always say, oh, Marcus used to do that, or Evangelist Clayton used to do that, and they remember what you used to do, but they don't see the God that's in you, that God has made a change. Amen. And I'm grateful that you use the message to demonstrate and to describe who you are and what it took to get you through. So I'm grateful for you tonight. Thank you for speaking into my horizon as well. I give God the glory. I give God the praise. I'm so familiar with DC numbers. I'm so familiar with the DC numbers because I've been there myself, been there, done that. Amen. To God be glory. And it took that to get me where I am right now today. And I glorify the Lord for who he is. Continue to do the good work. Continue to be a shepherd. Continue to be a sheep. Amen. To compel dying men and women that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we all, amen, God has forgiven. He said, if you can't forgive your sister nor your brother, neither can I forgive you. So thank you so much, Brother Marcus, and continue to do what you're doing and continue to speak into someone else's horizon. You can do it. I can do it. They can do it. God bless you, and I've completed.
Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome.
803, your mic is open.
Hey, Mr. Marcus, Two-Piece from South Carolina. I just want to thank you, sir, for being a heavy hitter of faith. Thank you for swinging through and throwing some powerful hits of motivation and encouragement with your testimony. And I'm very well. I know it blessed me and my socks off, and I know it blessed somebody else out there also to keep the faith and to keep going and never giving up. So thank you very much, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm complete.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, I'm going to go back down one more time. 336, your mic is open.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I knew you were still in there somewhere.
Had a real eye.
Yeah, I was there. I'm just thinking,
mm-hmm.
thinking about your mind. First of all, I'm thinking about your mind because, you know, in order to have a steady mind and be able to cope with a lot of different things that are going on around you, and you know, trying to do your work or trying to do whatever you're trying to do, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to hold a person steady, and it takes a lot to, you know, try to go with everything that's going around in your head and everything that's moving. You're trying to watch everything. So this has to be really amazing to be able to accomplish what you have accomplished while you still, you know, stand still and still sit still. So I just thank God. I thank God for all that he have done for you. I thank him. I thank you. For being in there. I thank you for whatever what you went through, because we all go through something. We all go through something to be able to come out, to be able to bless God's people. So I just thank God tonight for you being here and for you telling your story. I read a poem one time. I can't remember what the poem is, but I seen your name was in it. They had a list of people that had got shot, and your name was in there. But it was with a lot of different people, like the Eric Gard and the Trayvon Martin. It was a lot of them. It was like a long list, I remember reading. But to get to back to this, just thank God. I thank God for you being here. I thank God for you telling your story. I just hope that you be able to come back and be able to tell us something else. You know, when you come back again, be able to tell us something else. Let the people out here know that it is more to people when they're in places like that. It is more to them. They have more to offer. Just because you're in there doesn't mean you can't come out here and bless somebody. It doesn't mean that you can't come out here and touch somebody with your story. It doesn't mean that you can't come out here and help somebody else that's in the same thing that you're in. So be blessed, and I'll be looking forward to hearing you again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Cindy Lockwood in Leslie Lockwood, Tallahassee, Florida. Mr. Marcus, I just want to say that I really thank God that you had the courage to come out and tell us your story, what you've been through. Just know that you're strong. God is keeping you strong. God did see you through it, and because, you know, look where you are now. Look where you are today. You got to know that was formed or that is formed against you shall prosper.
That's right.
To be faithful to God, and all things are possible to God. And so I'm grateful and thankful for having this opportunity again to hear your story, to hear you speak. I look forward to having you again. And may the glory of God be seen in all that you do and your actions. May you never forget why you are still here today. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Remember, if you want to talk, press 1. Well, if it be nothing else, Mr. Marcus, I want to say thank you wholeheartedly for accepting and being willing to be a willing vessel. You have definitely touched tonight. And in reading, you know, when we read stories and we go over the news, and it just seems different when it becomes up close and personal. So I thank you for just humbling yourself and coming and sharing your story with us, because it's definitely going to make a difference in somebody's life, even more so than it already has. So we'll definitely keep in touch. We're definitely already offering you an opportunity to come back. Please continue to let us know how you're doing and how that is going. And just whenever you want to come back, just let us know. But we thank you for touching us and blessing us tonight here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. And we know God has so much more planned for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you,
God. Absolutely. And just remember, I don't know if you or Queen are linked on our Facebook, but like I said, anytime you have something you want to post, feel free. Keep us advised with the BET and everything that's going on with that. Because I would definitely like to keep up with all that and everything else that you have going on and what's ahead of you. So just to put that out there real quick.
Will do. I just put the video from my grill interview on my Facebook page, too.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate that. Absolutely.
Well, I go grab it and set it on that. Anytime you want to put anything on the AJ and the Squad page, like you said, go for it. Or I'll just come share your whatever you put on there. So.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I believe
it's
still
in
stuff. Thank you, Mr. Marcus. You do the same, sir.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, my brother.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation. All right. Anybody got anything we want to do before we get started? Get about it? Ms. Frontier, you got anything?
She better sing.
Nah, sing.
She going to sing.
No, I'm not singing.
I'll have a selection.
That's when I feel, that's when I do crazy things. Not today.
Well, anybody traveling anymore the rest of the summer? The summer's actually almost over already. God.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody traveling? Anybody school. Doing anything? I know, right?
My granddaughter, the one that drives the 18-wheel with her and her
mm-hmm.
best friend, they're in the Bahamas. They got
Ooh.
There today, and she said they was at the resort, and they was eating when I talked to her before the show. So they was enjoying themselves. Then my personal care is leaving on Monday morning. Her flight leaves out of Tallahassee at 10 o'clock. And they're going to Jamaica, so they'll be there 5 days, a week as well, too. A week in Jamaica, and my granddaughter, her best friend, Raquel, is in the Bahamas, and they're there for a week. So they're just enjoying themselves. Enjoying themselves. So I give God the praise and the glory. Just keep your faith in that line. Yes.
That's awesome.
We
come
need to hear
away, get
away.
Can y'all hear me?
We need to have an AJ and the Squad trip.
I
we need
just,
to go through
I know, room. Right?
There's a lot going on right now. Mr. Tony is in the background. I don't know if anybody can hear him, but Mr. Tony's trying to address real quick. I apologize, sir.
Oh, no. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Brother AJ. Well, if I'm out of this hospital, My family is going on a vacation Sunday, and we coming back Friday. The 23rd through the 29th is going to be going down to Florida. We're going to Pepper Pig Farm land or whatever. It's something for the Peppers. Children. I think it's like Disney World or something, but it's Peppa Pig land. Yeah. But we're going down there. Yeah, that's going to be one of the things that we're going to go do.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, it's down in Davenport, Florida. Yeah.
Yes.
But that's going to be the vacation if I make it out of here. They going regardless, but I want to go. So that's my heart's desire to go. So I think in the morning I get some good news about getting out of here. Hopefully. But that's with that I'm complete, I think.
Right.
I was going to speak to Brother Marcus, but go ahead, Evangelist Clayton, my bad.
If you can move that if out of your vocabulary and say, I will be out of here tomorrow.
Well, there you go. There you go. Thank you. It's already removed.
Yes,
see how good God is?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Already done.
All right. Now I think I'm complete. I don't know. Let's see.
You good, bro.
That part right there.
He think he don't know. We'll let you know if you are or not.
Right. See, he made another comment, so I wasn't even complete then either. So I'm going to stop saying I'm complete. I don't know.
It's all right. It's all in love. All in love.
Call it temporary. Brian Short sing a song, too. That's a good idea.
Who did?
I said, I want to hear Brian and George sing the song.
Yeah, that's
all I'm talking about. Take me to the king, my eyes on the sparrow. I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain just to put a few out
right.
there.
Mm-hmm. She can do that. I'm coming up.
She said, mm-mm.
I was trying to.
Catch me on Sunday.
And when I
feel
like it.
And Joy B. Boy.
I do it when I feel like it. I do it when
right.
God gives it. Let me just put it. Let me just change that.
Exactly.
I only do it with God.
That's my put a sound on your heart. Huh?
I have to wait till God do it.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
And she said it like she had her hand on her hip, like she had
okay,
a finger on your forehead.
I know that.
What?
No, it's like
what?
That neck was moving.
Catch me first.
Well, anybody got anything else? It's been a great night, as always. Another great show on AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And speaking of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want to remind everybody, Saturday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, kicking it with Six and the Crew, and of course, Queen Night, our own Miss Pride and Joy, Nicole, DJ ATL and Wolfgang. Check them out for the latest, greatest breaking news and entertainment and good new music and all that good stuff, so... Don't forget, kicking it with Six and the Crew every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Network. I just love it. Squad.
Hey, squad. And before we get up out of here, like we always do about this time, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change those things, and we can in the wisdom to know the better. We all say amen.
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 Right back right here next week for another great, great episode of AJ and the Squad. You don't want to miss it. You don't. Thank you all for being here. We wish you well. Sweet dreams to all. AJ going to close us out and give us something to groove to for a few minutes.
Anybody else got anything to say? Are you
good? Oh, he was
the same.
Oh.
No, AJ's not going to sing either.
Trust me, you do not want me to sing. That'll really end the show right there. They might not call back Friday. You don't want that.
That's Dunky in the shower.
That's all right.
Great show.
Lots of love. AJ and the Queen's Court.
See that squad
again. Coming up in a couple of weeks, the first week in August, the Queen's Court with our very own.
You've been listening to another episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone. He does it so well.
Room watching Juno, PS3 and door lock, mom's on DM, ass naked, weed burning, telling to take it. Yeah, you know me though, Magneto, metal on me, Black Dan DeVito, Penguin, England, governor off, Autobahn, Louboutin, some shit that Kanye can't find. Catch me, I'm too fly for the guy to sketch me, too bright for the cameras to watch, too much talent for Koch, in a scope or Def Jam, here I am, I'm getting money either way. Damn.
On the clock, chick with me, rolling up sticky. Ain't nothing, I'm just trying to get my paper.
Blue Porsche on him. So money, I'ma catch it like Morris on him. Who my Tom Brady? Is it the fiends or the fans that have gone crazy? Get it? I hustle harder than the immigrant. Nah, I bought Chanel for his women friend.
Okay.
Me, I buy Dior with the Benjamin. Sex on the mansion floor, minutes to the minaret. I'm just breathing in my drop top. Honey playing shoddy, let the dudes pop. Blowing on sticky, getting pink, but never stop. I D-block low, homie, I'ma let the Glock pop.
On the clock, chick with me, rolling up sticky. Ain't nothing, I'm just trying to get my paper.
Just a stepping stone to the next game. Either that or in the hood with the best cane. Little league from rotary to exchange. And I still remember when the first checks came. Roof in the trunk is how the new Lex came. With the air holes is how the new text came. Figure that the higher I get, the less pain. You dudes is playing checkers, but it's a chess game. Soon as I hit my number, I'm on the next train. I can't explain. My weed's Poudre, diamonds all Blu-ray. Bad chick with me and we flying down the two-way.
What? Sleepy on the clock, chick with me, rolling up sticky. Ain't nothing, I'm just trying to get my paper.
Good night, everyone.
I like that. Oh, let me drop this right quick before we get out of here.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I just had to do that. I like this song. What was that song?
The last one.
Uh-huh.
That was D-Block. Get that paper.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that paper. Okay.
Before I get that paper.
You do so well with the music. I'm so proud of you, sir. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Anything I can do to help, appreciate it.
So glad you're feeling better. Sound great.
I'm getting there.
Sound good to me. I'm just saying.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Anytime.
All right, my queen. I'm going to sweep up and lock up. Let's get on up out of here. Hit the lights. Great show as always. No.
Make sure the door is locked, the windows closed.
All that good stuff.
All right, all that good stuff. Good night, everybody.
See ya.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Deuces.